Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to wish you a welcome to this AAT podcast on helping the customer to save face. This podcast is part of a mini-series around the topic of customer care and customer service. The Japanese are very concerned about loss of face. Any display of distrust, criticism, anything that might cause embarrassment, even overplaying courtesy, is not acceptable. We can learn much from the Japanese. Although we may not wish to follow their excess of formality, plain old-fashioned courtesy and politeness go a long way. The key to good business relations with customers lies in behaviour that helps them to save face. So how can we do this? Let us look at some examples of appropriate behaviour with the following types of caller. Mr. Angry can be very intimidating. When the customer is bellowing at you, allow him or her time to let off steam. But then avoid saying, "Now you've calmed down, we can discuss things in an adult way," as this, of course, will only put the customers back up again. We can help to break down the hostility with words like, "I can hear you are really angry about this." Referring to the rude outburst will only cause the customer to feel criticised and lose face. Angry people can be annoyed even further by questions if they see them as irrelevant or not a contributing factor to solving their immediate problem. If you need certain information, therefore, do say why you need it. Mr. Incomprehensible may speak with a strong regional accent or perhaps talk too fast or too quietly, or may simply mumble unintelligibly. Be tactful and avoid at all costs blaming the customer for not speaking clearly enough to you. Instead, you could say, "This is a very bad line. Would you please repeat that for me a little louder? I'm sorry, I missed that. Would you repeat it again, please? I'd like to make sure that I have this information correct. Would you spell that out once more for me, please?" If none of these help, then suggest the customer sends you a follow-up email or a fax so that you can be sure of the accuracy of important details. Mr. Chatty loves to ramble on, perhaps taking up your valuable time when you have work to do and others are trying to get in contact with you. Resist the urge to be drawn into long-winded conversations with them. Avoid asking open questions, which of course will only encourage the customer to continue the verbal dialogue. Stick to business issues and ask only closed questions. It may also help to speed up the pace of your speech. Never say you're busy. The implication is that you are too busy for the customer. You could say, "I am unable to talk at length right now. I could call you back at," and then suggest a time that is better for you. You can then return to the call when you have time to do so. Mr. Mistaken may have unrealistic expectations. Avoid saying, "I'm afraid you've got things wrong," or "You seem to be responsible for the problem." Such an accusation would put the customer on the defensive immediately and cause a loss of face. Use questions to establish the facts before jumping to conclusions. Customers like this do not like to admit that they are in the wrong, so avoid direct challenges. They will view it as a personal attack. It is better to stick to the facts, for example, the contract states, or say, may I suggest that we, and then put your point over without causing the customer personal embarrassment. And this ends the podcast on how to help your customer to save face.